Welcome back to another edition of the Weekly Conversation. Scott Kegley here with offensive coordinator Greg Roman, who was kind enough to let us into his office here in the offseason. And I know it's a busy offseason for you, but want to look back on the success that you guys had last season and really the last 3 years, 7 playoff rounds, most of any team. What will you take away from some of the success that you had and how you guys can carry that going forward?
Well, I think it's just a credit to the entire organization. Every day you come to work here, you're with good people, committed people, and some of the best in the business. You know, what we've been able to do has certainly been great, but we're very forward-thinking in what we do and looking forward to the future.
And what will you remember most about the 2013 season?
I think with this team, I'll always remember just how they overcame adversity. Adversity was hitting us from all angles, and guys just stared it right in the face and found a way to overcome it throughout the year. And it's really a credit to our players and really just the 49ers organization. I don't think every team could have dealt with adversity the way these guys did.
Yeah, and guys like Vance McDonald, Quentin Patton, who also battled through an injury last year. What was the takeaway for you of those guys, and how will they grow in the offense going forward?
Yeah, I think those guys really stand out as two young guys that made some great strides this year. Vance, for example, I mean, the first conversation I had with him on the phone, I basically explained to him how this season was going to be just an amazing opportunity to develop, because he was going to have a ton on his plate, and we just shoveled it all on him, and he battled his way through it and did a great job and helped us win a lot of games this year. He really contributed to the success we had running the football, and we look forward to his scope to grow this year in the passing game now that he has a year under his belt. And Quentin Patton's a guy I think we're all excited about, because from day one he belonged here. I think he's got the type of competitiveness, strength, and he showed the kind of improvement that we look for in a year one player. So look forward to both of those guys developing and becoming key players in our offense.
What will your role be out there in Indy as you get eyeball to eyeball, as Coach Harbaugh says, with some of the college players?
Well, I mean, the combine gives you an opportunity to make it real life and meet people and get a feel for the kind of people they are, how they communicate, their perspective on things, what their background is, and what you're watching on film. It really helps you connect the dots, because you could watch film on a player and say, well, why is he doing this? Well, at the combine, you can ask them and, you know, ask them some tough questions and throw some curveballs at them, because these guys are so well prepared these days at these drills. I mean, they practice them that they almost become as good at that as they do at playing football. So you have to take that into account, too.
Is there one thing that you really look for in some of these players that you want them to show you that says, I can be successful at the next level?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a combination of a bunch of things, but I think when you meet somebody and you get a feel for them, how they answer questions, how they answer tough questions, somebody that's going to look you in the eye and answer the question as honestly and directly, and that's the kind of guys we have in our locker room, just stand-up guys.
How does that then work with Trent and the rest of the scouting staff, who's already done so much homework on these guys throughout the last 365 days of the year?
They lay all the groundwork, and I think there's a lot of guys you're going to look at that aren't necessarily at the combine. And our scouts certainly work tirelessly doing that, whether it be traveling, grinding on the film, and then sifting through it. So what we get presented with as coaches is a shorter list, say, at the quarterback position. There might be that many quarterbacks, and we'll probably look more at that many, because they've already eliminated certain guys from possibly not being a fit for us for various reasons. So they do a lot of the groundwork, and then we'll come together and build a consensus for what's best for the 49ers.